Previously on Pitch.
Rhonda, I need you to book me on the first flight to Amsterdam. None of the GMs can know where I'm going.
We were just wondering where Oscar is.
Oh, it's an abscess tooth.
That was a lie, right?
Bold-faced.
See, now I am never going to go along with this.
Well, we are going to miss you around here.
My kid wants to try out.
Really, we're kind of in the middle of something.
Just let her throw a few.
Let's go on by.
We call it early tonight, boys.
Tommy eyes Ginny.
I guess you could come.
Well, since you're begging me, Tommy.
Amelia faces Mike.
We need to be more careful.
Relax. I can say anything, although I don't know why. Ginny's a big girl.
She's had your poster on her wall.
Words appear 48 hours until the MLB trade deadline.
For the next 2 days, guys in Major League front offices will be sweating as much as the guys on the field. Half the GMs are scrambling to find the missing pieces they need to make a playoff run, while the other half are holding fire sales, hoping to restock their pipelines with prospects. And they all have armies of guys who dream of being Jonah Hill. And not Wolf of Wall Street Jonah Hill with the hookers, the coke, and the veneers, but Moneyball Jonah Hill with the algorithms and the donuts.
All right, gentlemen.
Meanwhile, the players, you know, the human beings whose lives are turned upside down when they're shipped from one city to another, try to focus on the only thing they have control over, playing baseball.
The Padres are down to their final out. Blitz Sanders, tying run there at first base. The pitch. Lawson swings. He got all of it. It's heading up the gap. Sanders rounds third. He comes in and scores. The ball skips by. The catcher, Nitti, and Mike Lawson, they're going to send it home. He slides. Hit first. Save. Six in a row. Oh, my. And Lawson is being mobbed at home plate.
Mobbed? They're trying to resuscitate that dude.
The team enters the clubhouse.
Remind me to hit it over the fence next time. Getting too old for inside the park home runs.
Don't get carried away. That was a double with two errors.
Who died and made you official score?
Hey, Baker. Sorry I cost you a W.
As long as we get the win and the runs are charged to you, not me.
Catching on, Grasshopper.
You taught me well. Hey, Butch, what's with the bag? Did you hear something?
Oh, no, but this time of year, gotta be ready. I learned the hard way. You don't want to end up in Kansas City with just floss and one pair of boxers. You can disappear like that.
Like the Rapture. None left but your cleats.
Baker, you can relax. You're the biggest story in baseball. You're not going anywhere.
Relax, says the man with no trade clause.
That's right, because your ass isn't going anywhere either.
Well, tell that to Ken Rosenthal on MLB.
Did Ken Rosenthal say something about you being traded?
Blip was on a list with like 100 other players who the Cubs might be targeting.
And that's all?
Yeah, it was nothing.
I remember my first deadline. I couldn't sleep for a week.
Oh, here we go. Grandpa story time. Somebody get him a pipe and some ear hair. Oh, wait, hold on. No, all he needs is the pipe.
That's funny. Oh, now you don't get the story.
Mike sips from his drink bottle and stares off. Blip grins at him.
You want it now, don't you?
Damn it, I do. Come on, give me the story, bro. How do you do that?
Hey, Baker, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, but what about these guys?
Mike glances around the locker room at the other players checking their phones.
Hey, put your phones down. Phone's down. That means you too, Tommy Toughnuts. Put your phone down. Look, if one of you were getting traded, you'd hear it from the GM, not Twitter. But I'm not gonna lie, these next 2 days are gonna be rough, but guess what? We just won six in a row, and the Giants and the Dodgers hear footsteps. So I'm thinking, like it or not, I'm gonna be seeing all your ugly mugs right here tomorrow. Even you, Havanas, the beautifully manicured goatee.
How does he do that anyway? Do you, like, groom between innings?
The goatee player blows a kiss to Mike. Oscar enters. The players eye him nervously.
Don't mind me, just passing through.
I take that back. One of you is a goner.
Fox presents Pitch, Alfonso Guzman Chavez, read by Leilani Jones Wilmore, in Al's office.
Great win today, Al.
Those guys are going to give me a heart attack, but they're getting it done.
So, are we just on a lucky roll, or is this team for real?
Could be. Need a few more pieces. You okay?
Yeah, just a toothache. I know our shopping list. Setup guy, utility infielder, and a corner man who can hit.
Sounds about right, but tough to pull off.
Al? Look me in the eye. If I get these players, are we in the playoff hunt?
Al narrows his eyes at Oscar.
You have unusually long eyelashes.
It's from my mother.
You give me those players, we're contenders. The Does our new president of baseball operations know about the sudden change of plans?
I'm not sure he remembers my name.
In another office.
Oscar. No, get away.
Okay. Hi. All right.
Listen, the move from Palo Alto's been a bit. Sorry I haven't had a chance to sit down.
Do you have a minute now?
Yeah. How come nobody told me how much I was going to love it here? I mean, running on the beach, the Gaslamp District, Comic-Con. I mean, who doesn't love cosplay, right?
But let's face it, you're not here to listen to me give you a San Diego booster speech. You got 44 hours to the trade deadline. You want to make some moves.
And I'm thinking we need to be buyers.
Ambitious. I like it.
Do you think ownership will be supportive?
Maxine's giving me carte blanche to do whatever I think is best for the team, so...
That's great.
Which is why during your shopping spree, you cannot give up any of our top prospects. That includes Levine.
That's LeVon.
LeVon and the kid from Tennessee. They're off the table. And you're going to need to cut at least... $2 million from the payroll.
Oscar grins in disbelief.
No, those two mandates are at cross purposes.
I know. But it's like, you know when people say sky's the limit? They're really limiting themselves. I mean, look at everything you've done in your life. You grew up in the poorest section of Mexico City. You made it to the major leagues. You retired. You became a scout. And then you became a lawyer. And now, not only are you one of three Latino GMs in the league, you're also the best dressed. Your whole life is a can-do story, Oscar. There is no limit to what you can do. Is there?
At Blip's house, Ginny plays a video game with his kids.
There's still a chance. You can still win this, even though you're in second place. Come on, spit her out.
No.
In the kitchen, Blip tastes Evelyn's cooking.
Perfect.
Baby, this is your best risotto yet.
You say that every time.
It's because you keep getting better and better. I keep getting more scared of you.
Yo, hey! Dinner's almost ready!
Oh, yeah! Chalk up another victory for Aunt Ginny.
One boy slaps his hands over his face. The other glares.
I mean, I got lucky. You'll get me next time. You don't want me to start doing the thing where I let you win, do you?
No! Yes.
Psst. You know they're only seven, right?
And half.
It's your turn to set the table.
Again?
Yeah. Ginny hands her game controller to one of the boys.
You're not gonna help?
Help? I got you in here, didn't I?
Evelyn checks a tablet.
The house in San Leo just came back on the market.
The one with the basketball court?
Yes. Wow. And the huge walk-in closet's three blocks from the twin school. Look at that kitchen. Look at the yard.
The price dropped by 50 grand.
Baby, I cannot think about buying a new house right now, especially 2 days away from the trade deadline.
Is this about the 538 story?
Wait, there's a story about me at 538?
Babe, you have nothing to worry about. You're an all-star player with a team-friendly contract.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere.
I'm a baseball player without a no-trade clause. Nothing's written in stone.
But, I mean, you can't move. You're the only real friends I have.
In a flashback, Ginny rides a bicycle down a residential street. She stops in front of a house where movers load boxes into a truck. A young man with blonde hair steps out of the front door with a backpack slung over his shoulder. He glances at Ginny as he walks to the truck. The movers close the truck's rear door, and the young man climbs in the passenger seat. Ginny gazes at him sadly. On a baseball diamond, Ginny plays catch with her teammates. A coach leads the blonde young man over.
Hey, Jen, this is Jordan Collins, our new second baseman. Just moved in from Charlotte. Why don't you take him to the warm-up drills?
First we're tossing, and then after tossing, we do some running, and after running, you're probably gonna throw up.
I know what you're gonna say. Heard it all before. You throw like a boy, you run like a boy.
I won't hold it against you.
Jordan throws the ball to another player.
Whoa. Jordan Collins, you can throw.
Never underestimate the powers of the handicapped.
I didn't.
You never seen In Living Color?
Can't say I have.
You should see the show. Bring over my DVD someday after practice.
Don't take this the wrong way, but I'm not about dating my teammates.
Don't take this the wrong way, but neither am I. How are you about making friends?
Ginny grins and nods. In his bedroom, Mike lies on the floor as Amelia gets dressed.
I started off slow. I found my rhythm. Finally got in the zone.
Are you doing color?
Post-game wrap. I was about to get to you. High marks.
I'm honored.
Leaving so soon?
I can't sleep here.
You said we were sleeping.
I gotta get back. I left my night guard at my place.
Your night guard?
If I don't sleep with it, I get a sore jaw and a migraine.
Night guard, huh? Well, that's a long way to go for an excuse not to stay.
Sorry. Was I supposed to get all weak in the knees because you wanted me to stay?
I'll walk you to your car.
Mike raises a hand and Amelia helps him up. Outside, she finds the side mirrors broken on her car.
What the hell?
Oh, come on. Not again.
Again? You know who did this?
Man, I hate this groupie on groupie crime.
Amelia glares at Mike.
Did you just call me a groupie?
No. I meant groupie on you, an accomplished woman who's clearly not a groupie crime. It just came out.
Don't hurt yourself.
Come on, Amelia. Amelia.
Wow.
Amelia drives away.
Careful changing lanes without your side mirrors.
In a conference room.
We just flipped Butch Hunter to the Cardinals for Omar Robles and a player to be named.
In the clubhouse, Butch sits with his teammates. Al approaches him and places a hand on the player's shoulder.
Butch.
Butch nods sadly.
One down, two to go.
The young president enters.
Congratulations on the Robles trade.
Thank you.
Payroll's still a little high.
Yeah, I still have 39 hours.
38 hours and 51 minutes, but who's counting, right? All right, have a good night, and remember.
He points at Oscar.
No limits.
No limits.
All right.
Except the budget.
What up, Ginny fans? Elliot here. Ginny just finished a workout and inspired me to get in some steps.
Still talking to yourself, I see.
And a million fans. The fans probably want to know, what is the hardest thing about traveling on the road?
I think the hardest thing is finding time to relax.
Totally get that. Want to catch a movie later?
By myself.
Gotta edit that part out.
Get game ready and make your move. Pitch, sponsored by Kohl's. Thursdays, 9, 8 Central on Fox.
In her room, Ginny checks her phone and turns on the TV.
The two favorites have to be Texas and the Dodgers.
That was an absolute debacle, and part of the reason that happened was because rumors, right? People tweet about...
She turns off the TV and dials her phone. On a sidewalk, Elliot answers.
Hello?
Hey, Elliot. You have a fantasy baseball team, right?
Who's your poppies? We're tied for third place right now, but after this weekend, you don't actually care, do you?
You have Blip on your team, right?
Just so you know, I would have drafted you, but my keeper was a pitcher and...
It's okay. There are just a lot of rumors out there, so I was just wondering, is there any way the Padres would trade Blip?
An all-star center fielder with a multi-year affordable contract? Doubtful.
But not impossible.
I guess if the Padres could get a cheap young guy in a position they need more. Like third base? Like Don Cristiello? Wait, hold on. Okay, there's a rumor that the Angels might be looking to trade Cristiello for a catcher who can hit like the Braves' Chase. But according to TradeRumors.com, the Braves aren't looking to rent. So the only way Chase moves is if they were to get a young starting pitcher like Baltimore's Alfonso Guzman Chavez. And the Orioles aren't looking to part with their ace.
I have no idea what you just said. Do I have to worry about Blip leaving?
I'll make it easy for you. As long as Alfonso Guzman Chavez stays an Oriole, Blip stays a Padre.
Alfonso Guzman Chavez stays an Oriole. Great, thanks. So what pitchers do you have on your team? Don't tell me you have Sonny and not me.
His whip is really good. Hello?
Ginny turns on her TV.
The guys in the team, this has happened to me. You know, I played in Florida for a long time, and I...
It's hot in here.
In a flashback, Ginny watches TV with Jordan.
Then there's
This show is so wrong.
That's why it's funny.
It's getting late.
Oh, my dad should be here any minute.
Well, Ginny's got an early morning bullpen, so she needs to go to bed soon. Why don't I take you home, son?
I mean, he's probably on his way.
Now Bill drives Ginny and Jordan.
I'm sorry, Mr. Baker.
Your father's a busy man. Working, raising you all by himself, I get it.
Yeah, he is.
Still, I hope he can come see one of your games. You've been raking.
Ginny grins.
He's not as big a baseball fan as you are.
Bill eyes the young man. Later, Bill parks in front of Jordan's house.
Looks like this is my stop.
Jordan gets out of the truck and walks to the front door. A grizzled man shambles out of the house.
Jordan!
He raises a hand to high-five Jordan, but the young man ignores him and goes inside.
Thanks.
Bill and Jordan's father share a wave. Bill eyes the grizzled man as he goes inside.
Everything okay, Dad?
Everything's fine.
Bill pulls away. Now in a stadium hallway, Oscar ends a call. Rhonda approaches him.
No, thank you. Call me when you're ready to talk Barnes.
Here you go.
What's that?
You're going to the dentist.
No, I'm not.
You have an abscess, too.
Yeah, thanks to you. You jinxed me.
It's not going away on its own, and Dr. Gerard can see you now. He said it won't take long.
Okay, but I need an analytics guy to come with me. Grab Ross.
First name Ross or last name Ross?
You know the one I like.
Outside a hotel, a valet approaches Amelia.
Your car's here.
Oh, my car's in the shop.
This was left here for you.
He motions to a red sports car and hands her the keys. Amelia takes them and examines the car. Its license plate holder reads, Mike Lawson Auto Gallery. Amelia cocks her head and grins. At home, Mike lounges by the pool reading his phone. A housekeeper leads Amelia to the patio.
Oh, what a surprise.
You got me a car?
It's a loaner. I'm part owner of a dealership, so we get them for free. But I made sure that yours was completely loaded. Shaker HD radio, cross-traffic alert. It's the least I could do.
Just a little tip from a professional. Don't apologize for calling me a groupie by treating me like one.
I was making sure that you had something to drive while your car was in the shop.
Unlike most of the women that you sleep with, I'm solvent and old enough to rent my own car.
She walks off.
You could just say thank you.
Amelia waves over her shoulder at Mike, not looking at him, in Oscar's car.
Sir, I just want to say what an honor it is to be here.
Who's next on the list of possible relievers?
Gordon from Seattle.
All right, give me Fishman in Seattle.
Okay. Do you have the number?
Oscar glares at the younger man.
Yeah, I had my wisdom teeth out last year. It really wasn't that bad. I used tea bags to keep down the swelling.
Did you go to MIT or Caltech?
Oh, Camarillo Junior College. My dad's friends with Maxine.
Is your first name Ross?
Oh, you wanted Jake Ross, didn't you?
Oscar, what can I do for you?
Word is you're looking for a DH. I have a first baseman with a .479 slugging percentage. Hahn for Gordon. What do you think?
Who are you going to put on first?
We're moving Widener from third.
Then who's playing third?
Not to worry. Come on. Let's trade our players and their contracts and get on with our lives.
Fine. Gordon's yours.
All right. Hans on the first plane to Seattle. Yes. All right. We got our reliever, and we trimmed $2 million off the payroll.
So who's going to play third for us tonight?
No, don't take this the wrong way, but you're a bit of a killjoy, Ross.
Oscar checks his tooth in the rearview mirror.
Let me know if your guy hears anything else about when and if those pictures are going to drop.
Still quiet so far.
Let's hope it stays that way. I also need you to return this to Lawson Auto Gallery.
The one in Carlsbad?
Whichever one's closest.
Okay.
Amelia catches Elliot's eye.
You can stop playing dumb. I know that you know about me and Mike.
Elliot wears a shocked look.
Okay, you didn't know? about me and my... I mean, not that there's really anything to know, but thanks to some D-level groupie who took out her frustration on my car and Mike's absurd attempts to make amends, I need you to take this car back to the dealership ASAP.
Elliot opens the driver's side door.
Okay, the groupie is probably more of like an A-level groupie. Yeah. You know, Mike may be a womanizer, but he has good taste, obviously. I mean, we're two consenting adults. It's been a lonely couple of years, and it makes me laugh. I really don't see what the problem is, or frankly, why this is any of your business. I don't know.
She walks off, then returns.
Of course, you cannot breathe a word about this to anybody, especially Ginny.
Elliot nods and Amelia walks off. Elliot grins. Words appear. 27 hours, 39 minutes until the MLB trade deadline. In the locker room, players check their phones.
Hey, like a lot of you, I'm going to miss Butch. And not because with him gone, I'm now the oldest one on the team. But happy travels, Butch. Hey, Tommy, you're going to have to find somebody else to beat at MLB 16.
All right, listen up. I want you to all welcome Omar Robles. And I don't know if you've all heard, but Butch Hunter has been traded.
Yeah, we noticed.
No, I mean he's been traded again. St. Louis sent him to Chicago. I wish I had that guy's frequent flyer miles. You bring your third base glove?
No, sir. I've never played third before.
Hope you're a fast learner. Over here.
Omar follows Al out. Tommy steps close to Ginny.
How about we take some quality time away from all these trade rumors?
What were you thinking?
Now, in the stands, Tommy and Ginny jog up the stairs. They come to a stop and sit. Tommy stares off distantly.
I'm gonna miss that SOB.
Yeah, no one belts Blake Shelton songs like Butch.
You know, the worst part is our kids are like best friends.
In a flashback, Ginny and Jordan drink root beer under bleachers.
Hey, it's NC State's new pitching phenom.
It's not that big a deal.
You got yourself a free ride to college. That's a big deal.
I just wish you were coming.
It is what it is. My dad doesn't have the money, and I don't have your arm. You just have to promise while you're leading the wolf pack to the College World Series, you won't forget about me.
That's not gonna happen.
I moved around. I know how these things go.
No, I meant the wolf pack isn't making the College World Series. I'm definitely gonna forget you. Definitely.
Now, in a stadium hallway, Tommy walks with Ginny.
There he is. What's up, big man? Ginny, this is my wife, Tessa. And this is Jimmy. Go on, say hi.
Sorry, excuse me. There's a rumor that Cleveland's asking about Blip.
Ginny leaves Tommy and his family.
Well, somehow the Padres pulled it out. That's 8 wins in a row.
Still, the question remains, Dick. What does Oscar Arguella intend to do about third base?
What do we have on Grayson?
White Sox third baseman? Who else would I be asking about?
This is why my dad didn't hire me at his firm. He said I asked too many stupid questions.
Grayson stats.
I'm sorry. Grayson's good with the glove, but his offensive war is -2, and that's MIT Ross's number.
Ross points to a man across the table. Oscar holds an ice pack to his jaw.
All right, it's Dom Cristiello or bust.
He's a good corner man.
Problem is, Angels won't deal with me. Payback for signing Levon Duarte.
At Mike's house.
I still can't believe Evelyn threw me out for the night.
Hovering over your computer, refreshing foxsports.com every 5 minutes, that'll do it.
I'm trying to block out the noise, but we both know with that new guy in the front office, anything is possible.
Yeah, can't trust a guy who bikes to work.
Mike checks his phone. He declines the call.
Oh, no, come on, don't let me cramp
this. No, man, it's not you. It's just not in the mood.
What's her name?
What are you talking about?
You wouldn't pass up available talent if there wasn't a reason that had a name and a few curves.
Cleveland's not that bad. I mean, who knows? You might start palling around with LeBron.
Huh. If it's a secret, that must mean it's somebody of consequence.
Beer?
If it's a secret for me, then that must mean the consequence is close to home. Okay, so I know it's not Ginny, because even you're not that crazy. But if the consequence is Jenny adjacent, her agent?
You know what's fun? The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You should check that out, too, while you're there.
Wait, hold on. You can keep talking about Cleveland all you want. That's not going to change the fact that you're sleeping with Jenny's agent.
You happy, Sherlock?
Have you told Jenny?
No, it's none of her business. Amelia and I are both single, over 18, not a big deal. Come on.
Well, then why haven't you told Jenny?
I don't know.
So what am I supposed to do now? I can't keep secrets from Evelyn. And you know Evelyn can't keep a secret from Jenny. But she can't even keep a secret, period.
I didn't want to talk about it. Remember I kept changing the subject?
Listen. Whatever it is that you and Amelia are doing, you gotta tell Jenny, bro. Because you know it's gonna get out. And it'll be a lot better for everybody if she hears it from you.
In Blip and Evelyn's bedroom.
Thanks for letting me hang here tonight.
Of course. You know you're one of the family.
I don't know why I'm so worried. The Padres without Blip is like Destiny's Child without Beyonce.
I love my husband, but he's no queen bee. I'm Kelly Rowland, maybe.
Okay, but you get my point.
Look, even if, God forbid, Blip is traded, we still see each other.
I know you mean that, but things happen.
Blip arrives.
Oh, well, look who's home, my very own bae.
They check their devices.
Not you, honey. Alfonso.
Guzman Chavez. The Orioles traded him to the Braves.
Ginny looks at Blip, and he lowers his head. Evelyn glances between them.
What's the problem?
Okay, so there's a chance the Padres could trade you, but doesn't mean they will, right? Right? Oscar hasn't said anything to you, has he?
No.
What's going on? What does Alfonso Guzman Chavez have to do with this?
We're fine. Okay? We're good.
And you haven't heard anything from your agent?
I don't want to talk about this right now.
I mean, just because it could happen doesn't mean it.
Jenny! Yeah. This isn't your life. It's mine. And at any minute now, I might have to wake my boys up and tell them that we're saying goodbye to the only home they've ever known. I just don't have it in me to make you feel okay.
Blip walks out.
Should probably go.
Yeah.
Ginny sets down her wine glass and starts to leave.
I'm sorry, Ev.
Evelyn stares off. Words appear. 2 hours and 7 minutes until the MLB trade deadline. Ginny paces in her room. On her laptop, she checks a trade rumors website. She lets Amelia in.
Hey, Jen, I want to show you a couple of these mock-ups. Everything okay?
I think the Padres might trade Blip.
He's good.
Yeah, he is. He's really good. That's why they might deal him. They could get a lot for him.
Not if you tell them you don't want them to.
That's not exactly how it works.
Actually, it is. I used to see this with my actresses all the time.
Amelia closes Jenny's laptop.
You can't be scared to ask for what you want. You know why Clooney got to direct?
Ginny shrugs.
Because he asked.
So you think I should...
Right now, and this is no disrespect to your teammates, you are the Padres. I know how much Blip and Evelyn mean to you, and if he makes your life better, makes the team better, you don't just ask for what you want, you demand it. And they'll respect you all the more for doing so.
In the stadium, Oscar walks with Ross.
Should we try the Angels GM again?
Ross... Making a deal is like dating. You don't want to seem too desperate.
Well, for what it's worth, my best move is to call the girl over and over again until she finally agrees to have dinner with me.
Uh-oh. How you doing, boys?
Good.
Hey, did you find me at their basement yet?
Nope, not yet. Turns out there is a limit of available players at that spot, so we're working on it.
Tick-tock, Clarice.
Yeah. Call the Angels.
You're persistent. I'll give you that, Oscar.
Come on. What's it going to take for me to get Dom Cristiello?
I'll make it quick. Give me LeVon Duarte, you get my third baseman.
You know I can't do that.
See? Quick.
You know, my buddy in Chicago says the Angels are also talking to the Cubs.
The Cubs don't need a third baseman.
They need a setup guy.
So what's holding up the deal? What do the Angels need that the Cubs won't give up?
Oscar, I'm sorry to bother you. She says it's urgent.
Ginny enters.
Hi.
Sorry, I know it's a crazy day for you guys.
Yeah, just a little.
It won't take longer than a minute.
Oscar checks his watch and glances at Ross. The younger man leaves.
I know this might be out of line, but I need to.
Jenny, I can't say that we wouldn't trade you. I can't say that to a player unless they have no trade, which you don't. But if I trade you now, they'd send me packing with you.
I'm not coming about me. With all the butts I put in the seats, with all the Ginny Baker jerseys you sell.
Wow.
I'm never going to have more leverage than I do right now, so. Lip Sanders needs to stay on this team. Every time I step on the mound, I know he's got my back.
Ginny, I cannot discuss roster with you.
Okay, what about his family?
His family?
His 7-year-old twins, whose eyes will be turned upside down without warning.
Oscar walks past Ginny and shuts his office door.
Lip's a baseball player. We pay boatloads of money to baseball players to essentially play a kid's game. And in exchange, we get the power to uproot them and their families so they can play a kid's game for boatloads of money somewhere else. And after a few years, thanks to collective bargaining, they can become free agents. And then they can decide to uproot their families for boatloads of money themselves. That's how it works.
But the fans...
Oh, you're going to tell me what the fans want? I know what they want. Same thing as the owners. They want to win. Same as your teammates. Because they would trade you and their best friend if it meant a ring for them. That's how this works.
Thank you for your time.
Hey, Jenny. You're right. Out of line.
She leaves. Rubbing his jaw, Oscar sits on his desk. He looks at Blip's name on a player chart and smiles.
Rhonda.
Yes?
Give me the Cubs front office on the phone and get Ross back in here and tell him I know what the Angels need. Center fielder.
You're not thinking about trading Blip, are you?
In a hallway, Ginny steps onto an elevator and presses a floor button. In a flashback, Bill drives Ginny and Jordan. Wearing their uniforms, they dance in their seats.
You and I will be young forever. You make me feel like I'm living a teenage dream.
The way you turn me on.
That's our pump-up song.
You're all pumped up enough.
Don't ever look back.
Sorry, I'm really excited.
It's a big game.
Is your dad really coming?
He really is. He's worn a stack of racing forms. It's in the Bible.
Bill stares ahead stoically. At the ball game, Ginny and Jordan cheer from the dugout. Jordan glances into the stands and searches the crowd. He glances away with a disappointed look. In the stands, Bill shakes his head. He leaves his seat and dials his phone.
This is the Collins residence. You know what to do.
Hey, Ray. It's Bill, Ginny's dad.
I'm here at the game, watching your son play his heart out. I know you're a busy man, but it would mean the world to your kid if you could be here.
At home, Jordan's father awakens on the couch and pours a glass of booze. He drinks. On a table nearby, the answering machine blinks. The grizzled man leans back on the couch and clicks a button on the TV remote. He dozes off. Later, Jordan's father awakens. He spots the blinking answering machine and shambles over.
Hey, Ray. It's Bill, Ginny's dad. I'm here at the game, watching your son play his heart out. I know you're a busy man, but it would mean the world to your kid if you could be here.
Jordan's father picks up a framed photo of a young boy wearing a baseball uniform. Later, he holds a phone as he drives.
Have one new message.
Dad, I'm here at the field. Are you coming or not?
the grizzled man stops at a red light. He taps his steering wheel impatiently. He looks both ways, then hits the gas. He turns into the intersection and swerves around an oncoming car, crashing head-on into a truck. Later, Jordan's father stands beside a police car as an officer takes notes on a clipboard. He glances at a bloody sheet covering a body in the road. He stares at the wrecked vehicles. Blood stains the edges of a hole in the truck's windshield. Jordan's father looks across the road. Ginny sits on the curb, her face bloodied. He gazes at her sadly, and she looks away in tears. Minutes, 26 seconds until the MLB trade deadline.
I've got the Cubs on line one.
Oscar races to a phone and holds a quieting finger to his lips.
Hey.
What's up, Oscar?
I hear you're looking for a setup guy. What about Gordon?
You just got him. What's wrong with him?
Nothing. He threw two shutout innings for us yesterday, but I need a center fielder. I'm thinking Steve Hale.
You've got Blip Sanders.
I need another one.
I want more than Gordon for Hale.
Ross studies a player chart. Cut to black. In her locker room, Ginny stares off.
Come in.
Blip opens the door.
Hey, how are you?
I'm okay. Did you hear anything?
No, not yet. I'm sorry about last night.
No, you had every right. It's not your job to make me feel better.
Would you mind if I just hang out in here? Just kind of wait out the next 10 minutes?
Of course.
Mike's jokes about Cleveland are getting old.
Ginny cracks her knuckles and checks her phone. 6 minutes and 3 seconds until the MLB trade deadline.
Now, you know I can't do 2-for-1.
Oscar glances at Ross.
How about a left-handed reliever?
You got yourself a deal.
Thank you. Get the Angels front office on the line.
Rhonda dials a phone.
What's that?
Your wife just made a move on Words with Friends. I need to change my alerts.
We're in if you are.
All right, it's a done.
He glances at Ross.
Hold on.
This is $250,000 over budget.
Oscar looks at the chart.
If you kick in $300,000 to cover what I'm getting back from the Cubs, it's a deal.
Oscar and his staff wear anxious expressions.
Done.
Oscar silently cheers.
Thank you.
Yes! Smiling, he moves a player name from one chart to another.
Rhonda, make a note. That's Ross I like.
Ross smiles. In Ginny's locker room, she and Blip stare at their phones.
10 seconds.
Ginny smiles.
You stay?
Blip grins.
Let's go.
Ginny stands and pulls Blip to his feet. Oh. They hug. She squeezes his chin and he follows her out. In the conference room, the young president enters.
Hey, I just heard the news. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Told you. No limits.
All right,
now it's on to the waiver wire.
Sorry?
Yeah, well, when you're done celebrating, come out to my office. We're not done dealing.
What?
Yeah, we got a Cuban catcher in AAA tearing it up. We need to make some room.
No, Lawson has no trade clause.
Which is why you have to figure out how to make it his idea.
The young president leaves, and Oscar rubs his jaw. Rhonda stares at him.
I think I need a week now.
And I don't know if you've all heard, but Butch Hunter's been traded again.
You're having a case of deja vu, sir.
The Cubs just shipped him.
Where do you end up?
Well, he was part of the Dom Cristiello three-way, so he's right back where he belongs.
Hey. Butch enters.
We're back, Butch.
He's back. Tommy, your boy's back.
A worker cleans out Tommy's locker.
They sent him to the Cubs about 15 minutes ago.
Jenny stares at the empty locker. In a flashback, she sits on her bike in front of Jordan's house. The moving truck drives away, and the young man locks eyes with Ginny as it goes. She pedals down the street, now in the stadium parking garage.
Amelia. Hey. I bought you another gift.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's the, it's a super flow. It's the best mouth guard I could find. Actually, my clubby bought it.
You know, my night guard's custom made. They take x-rays, make a mold of my mouth. It's like a whole thing.
So?
Which is why I started carrying it with me. So that I don't have to rush back to my place to sleep at night.
They share a smile. Mike raises his hand, and Amelia takes it. They step close.
I think there's something we should do.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
At Blip's house, Ginny watches TV with the kids.
You know, J-Lo was my girl.
What?
Blip enters.
Are you letting them watch that? You know they're only
7 and a half.
Ginny turns off the TV.
Y'all are in for a treat in a couple of years. Okay, 5 or 6 years.
That's right. Because homie don't play that.
Blip leaves.
Quick, turn it back on.
Ginny glances between the two boys and smiles. In a stadium hallway.
Hey, Jen, wait up.
I need to talk to you.
What's up? You're using your serious voice.
Nothing serious, is it? I just wanted to let you know that Mike Lawson and I have been seeing each other. Just for a few weeks.
Oh. Okay.
I wanted you to know.
Yeah, sure. It's your personal life. It's your business. If you're happy, I'm happy.
It's not a big deal. But I didn't want you to find out from anybody else.
Sure. I gotta get dressed for the game.
Okay.
Okay.
Ginny walks off and her smile fades. She receives a call from Mike. Ginny declines it.